Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. If you missed any of the first hour, you can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens on iHeartRadio or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And even on Audio Boom, you can go and you can see what was on the different shows. And you can hear everything back. For about 4 years now, we have it up all where you can see it. And we also, Lizzie, I'd want to say that we had a great day yesterday. We taped our New Year's show.
Yes.
Lots of big announcements and lots of fun. We laughed the whole time.
Yes, yes. I loved that.
We had a great time. So that will be on New Year's Eve weekend. You'll be able to hear that. And so we do that. Let's see if John Denver is warm enough to come inside.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is frost blanket. This week, Good Morning Orlando had a discussion on frost blankets, and the host, Simon, had never heard of it. I've been proselytizing about frost blankets, also known as frost cloths, for years. Every North and Central Florida gardener should have one in the garage or your garden shed to pull out when a freeze is coming. Frost blanket, or frost cloth, is a very lightweight, 100% polypropylene material, much like the fabric used for interfacing in a collar or cuff. The material traps heat stored in the soil and keeps plants 4 to 8 degrees warmer. Unlike sheets and blankets, quilts, and boxes, frost blankets can be left on for a week to 10 days with no problem. It allows sunlight and rain or irrigation to go through the cloth. You can use lightweight sheets or other cloth in a pinch. However, these trap moisture and don't allow adequate light onto the plants. Therefore, they must be removed every day. Also, in extreme temperatures, if the sheets are laid on the leaves and the sheets freeze, it could freeze the leaves as well. Sheets and blankets and boxes need to be removed every day. When used properly, a frost blanket for gardens will trap heat escaping from the warm soil and will keep plants freezing at night. You must place the plant or the fabric lightly around the plant, just enough to trap the heat all the way down to the ground. You want to make sure you don't constrict limbs, stems, and leaves. So make sure the frost blanket is laid over the plant easily. You can put tomato cages and wrap the frost blanket around them, but make sure that you have pins or bricks or stones around the base to hold the fabric into the ground. And you can also use covered plants. You do not get the same protection, though, if you just wrap the head of a palm tree and the top of it and not cover the ground. There's no benefit to just wrapping the palm fronds. Okay, you have to do it all the way down to the ground. So the dirty word of the week is frost blanket. And I think we're going to use that a lot this month and next month.
Yes, and what I love is that that somebody didn't actually know what that was. I was like, what?
Yeah, we've been talking about I always start talking about it in October because when you need it, you can't always find it. Sometimes it sells out.
Well, technically, we start talking about it in July.
Yes.
We go, hey, you need to hurry up and get them now.
You can do it. You can order it. Howie's Peterson's Nursery has it. I'm sure Quality Green Specialist has it in DeLand. And it's just a good time of the year to just get it. Now, when you're through with it, when it's done and over, you got to let it dry out. You fold it up, and you can put it right into your garage or garden shed on the shelf, and you can use it every year. So it's a good investment. It's not that expensive, and it'll save your plants, your tropical plants. especially. Now, if you're up north and like when I say north, I mean North Florida, like Newberry, you guys up there, Jim and Bob and Linda and Diane, if you, it's going to get down into the 20s or teens, that frost blanket cloth is not going to help, but it's going to keep it the damage down. Okay, it's still going to freeze, but it's going to keep the damage down. So we are coming up on our interview with Annalise Valdez with Cobra Head. Great company, all American. They make heirloom quality tools. I can't wait to talk to her. She's got some great suggestions for that special gardener of yours. So if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have with us Annalise Valdez. She is the Jill of all trades. She is the office manager, shipping manager, social media manager, and she is part of the Cobra Head family-run American Garden Tool Company that manufactures Green Thumb's Best Friend. Good morning, Annalise. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. I'm doing quite well. It's chilly here in Wisconsin.
Well, you've had a chilly winter starting off. You had that Arctic blast go through. And it's what, the coldest temperatures in like 24 years?
Yeah, it's actually warming back. It was about 8 degrees the other night, which was and with really brutal wind chills. So yeah, that was a little early for us. It's actually, I think we're going to get above freezing today, so that'll be a relief for us.
You know, that's really sick because I spent some time in Pennsylvania, and when it warms up to 0 degrees and you feel like going outside without a sweater on, that's sick.
We our blood thickens a little bit, and we just sort of adjust our expectations.
So no gardening for you right now, but I know you're as busy as all heck. It's a great time to buy Christmas garden tools and stocking stuffers. So how busy is Cobra Head right now?
Yeah, December's kind of an interesting month because it is definitely quieter than spring months. The northern gardeners are not gardening, but, you know, like the seed catalogs, they're already planning for their next season. So, you know, and we have our products in a lot of the catalogs. So we're busy helping them get prepared for their season. And then we get people who are interested in stocking stuffers and shopping for the gardener in their life. So it's busy in a different way than, say, like April would be busy for us.
Sure, sure. I can understand that. So your father invented the Cobra Head weeder. Where did he come up with that idea?
Sure. Well, so my dad is pretty much a lifelong hobby vegetable gardener. And he's really serious about his veggie garden. And he likes his tools. And he had this antique five-tined cultivating hoe that he literally found in the barn when we moved into our place in Wisconsin, and he loved using that thing. But one of the little tines fell out, and he just picked up this tine and started pulling weeds with it, and realized how cool it was. And he used that tool for years. He assumed that somebody had already made it, and when he went to look for it, nobody was actually making this tool. So he started a company just to make this tool.
That is a wonderful, wonderful story. So I love that. So what kind of garden chores can the Cobra Head weeder tackle?
It's a really multi-purpose tool. We call it a steel fingernail. Think of like what you could do in the garden if you had one really strong steel claw. You can use it for weeding, cultivating, digging, transplanting, making furrows, extending your reach. We've had a lot of people who like to use it for like invasive plant removal, even pulling like climbing vines off of trees, things like that. It digs pretty deep. It works in really tough soil. It works, and it's just super versatile, and you can do so many things with it, and you can work in really tight spaces with it where a lot of like bigger tools won't even fit.
Wow, yeah, that's wonderful. So now you also have the Cobra Head cultivator. So what's the difference between a weeder and a cultivator?
Okay, well, that's maybe a little, I guess it's a little confusing because it's the same tool. It's the Cobra Head weeder and cultivator. Because you can use it for weeding and cultivating, mm-hmm. and it's we just wanted to draw attention to how versatile it is. It's not just for one thing.
Well, what makes your tools good for senior citizens?
So there's a few different reasons. So we have the original Cobra Head and the mini Cobra Head are handheld tools, and the way that they work is it's you're pulling instead of twisting or prying. It's a lot more natural ergonomic motion, so it's a little easier on your wrist. And then we also have a long handle version of the same tool, so it's the same tine, it's the same blade design with a different angle, so it can work while you're standing up, which is something people who don't want to bend over, it's really helpful for that. Maybe you've got some knee issues or some back issues. This can really help you pull a lot of weeds from your garden without bending over. And I do want to point out to people, sometimes people think this is for pulling weeds out of their lawn. It is not. It's not that kind of weeding tool. So it's definitely for use in your garden, although you can even scrape weeds off of gravel with it, things like that. So, yeah, senior citizens really do like that long-handle Cobra Head weeder because they're able to pull a lot of weeds without even having to bend or kneel.
Right, and so and it's used in your landscape beds and raised beds and where you're planting your vegetables and things like that.
Exactly.
Okay, and so where are the tools made?
Everything's made in Wisconsin. We're a small, we don't make them ourselves, but they're made by manufacturing partners in Wisconsin with us. And people are sometimes really surprised, and I was really pleased when we tell them that they're still being made here.
And the quality products, I know Tony loves his. And so what is the price range? So what are we talking about?
So that Cobra Head Mini, the smallest one that we have, that one's starts on our website for $28.95. The original is a few dollars more than that. That Cobra Head long handle is it's $74.95. And then we have one really big tool, kind of more for serious growers, called a broad fork, and that's about $245.
Now these are legacy, you know, tools, so that they're quality made, they're heirloom quality. So I mean, they'll last generations, right?
I mean, they should. I've got, you know, we've been in business over 20 years, and we've got people who bought some of those first tools from us in 2002, and they're still using it. I know that maybe for some of us, 2002 doesn't seem like it's that long ago, but that was.
But for garden tools, that is a long time. Yeah, because I mean, I bought shovels and rakes and things, and they break within the first couple of months. And so
we have had these tools because we've buried them. We've had seasons where my dad planted sweet potatoes in the spring, dug up the sweet potatoes in the fall, and realized he had planted the tool. It was still fine. It was out there all summer
that's
long.
That's where it went.
Underground.
I thought that's where it went. He was telling the neighbors, you got to return my tools.
I no longer feel alone in this now. Thank you. Your dad. That was awesome, because let me tell you, I have gone through and I've dug up and found a tool, and I'm like, dadgummit, I was looking for this all year.
Yep, we found them at the bottom of compost piles. And they're fine. Like the handheld tools are, so the handle is molded right onto the blade. It's a recycled plastic composite. It's very, very durable. It's lightweight but durable, and it's not going to deteriorate. So I would not recommend burying your Cobra Head long handle, because that's a wooden handle. You don't want to leave that out in the rain. But yeah, those two handheld tools they're just as solid as can be.
And so we're coming up onto Christmas. What would somebody do if they wanted to get one right, you know, today or this week? Do they have time? How do you ship? Where would they find them?
So I would love it if you visit us directly at cobrahead.com. We are shipping, and there's definitely still time for Christmas. If you want to shop on Amazon and ensure you're going to get the faster delivery, they are available at Amazon, and they are in a lot of seed catalogs. Some of your favorite seed catalogs also carry Cobra Head tools, so you know, I encourage you to shop with them too. But again, cobrahead.com is how to get to us directly and support us directly.
That is wonderful. So Annalise, what did you ask Santa for this year?
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, you put me on the spot. I didn't really think about it. You know, I didn't really ask for a thing. I just wanted my family to have a nice holiday season together, and for everyone to just have a really good time together and enjoy each other.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, I know you've been a good girl. You work so hard at Cobra Head.
Oh, thank you.
And it's wonderful. So you have good quality tools. I'm happy to have you on anytime. And this is, we've got to get, you know, we got to use American products when we can. So I certainly appreciate
thanks,
that.
Teresa.
So Annalise, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much.
All right, hon. Take care. We'll be talking to you. That's CobraHead.com. And you can go on there and see the products. They're great products. They make it easy to weed. And actually a joy to weed. You know, lots of fun. And the temperature is just perfect for it.
Yeah, if my parents were alive, I definitely 100% would invest in some of these. Because, my mom and my dad really like to get out and stuff. But, you know, it gets to a point where it's just like, you don't need that extra, you know.
Well, it aches and pains and things like that. And if you can do it standing up or just do real quick, you know, weeding doesn't become the chore that it normally is.
Yes,
it's a great product. And the company is a good product. So,
and they won me over by the fact that I'm not the only person in the world that will bury my tools. In fact, they have a tool that will last if you bury it. I mean, specifically, not the long-handed one, but I love that. That cracked me up.
I want to take a metal detector and just walk around your yard.
No, you do not, because let me explain to you, because not only is it a pet cemetery, I'm sure, because, you know, we've had the property for many generations. However, you know, you're going to find... you know what? Hey, bring your metal detector, Teresa. We'll have an adventure one day. How about that?
There you go. Well, we're going to I have text messages I wanted to get out here. Let's see. I have Alice. She has a hibiscus that's 6 foot tall, continually has yellow leaves. Is that a sign of overwatering or under? Top soil feels dry, but I've watered. Also have white flowers and grass. The white flowers in the grass is probably the pusley, giant pusley that's blooming. That's called Florida snow. And you just need to use an herbicide on your lawn to get rid of it. But the 6 foot tall hibiscus will turn yellow leaves, Alice, when it's overwatered or underwatered. So it's a sign of an issue going on. It's called chlorosis, and it could be overwatering and underwatering. But if you feel the top of the soil and it feels dry, it may not be if you go down to the root ball. So if you water it once a week, it should just be fine. It could also be the cold temperatures, too, as well, have hit it. And so just wait through the winter time and just water it once a week. It should be just fine. The yellowing will stop. Do not need to fertilize it right now. We don't want to put any new growth on plants. So fertilizing, just wait until the springtime. Yeah. So great question.
I went through and I clipped all my bell peppers off this week. And everybody here on the fourth floor at the iHeart building was extremely happy because I went through and I probably had, about five dozen peppers, bell peppers, but they weren't ready yet. They were turning yellow. They were starting to turn red. And some were supposed to be green. But I'm telling you, so I went ahead and chopped everything up and, well, you know.
There you go. Well, that's good. It'll taste delicious.
Everybody went nuts. They're like, they're so shiny. I go, that's not wax. There's no pesticides used. It's all natural. It's all, and then somebody goes, it's probably turkey poo. And I said, yes, that's natural.
Gerald's contribution there. So
him and his gang, yes.
That's great. We did have a text message question on if saffron could be grown in Florida. And yes, it can. But we have the same issue with saffron that we do with lavender. It likes it to be dry and hot. So, you know, with our humidity, with the excessive rainfall, saffron usually doesn't make it. It usually rots out. So if you can do dry and hot, which means you can grow it in a container, and that way you can control the soil moisture a little bit better. You know, you can grow saffron. Sure, it can grow here. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Lizzie, we had a fun day yesterday with Tom McCubbin, Brooke, and you and I.
Yes.
We taped our fabulous New Year's Eve show. Had a great time.
100%. I always love when Tama comes in, and then to watch the two of you. And you really, okay, so the New Year's show will actually play December 28th at its normal time. That's a Saturday.
All new show,
even though it's pre-recorded, but it's brand new. And Tom and Teresa, they have a little special thing that they found out. Well, Teresa figured it out. And I'm not going to spoil it, but you really need to listen on the 28th, because it was really cool to find out this information that Teresa was able to dig up and figure out that the two of them.
I'm chomping at the bit.
I know. I want to say, but nope.
No, you got to wait till the 28th, New Year's. Lots of big announcements there.
Yes.
And so if you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. And so you can go to our Facebook page and like it. And I just want to tell everyone, there's Paula and Liz and Clyde, Cecilia and Frank and Manny and Ira. Good morning, Ira. Ira didn't get up in time to listen to the first hour, so he can go back and listen to it in the podcast. And we want to thank them for being great fans, and Linda too. We got lots of Lindas that are Linda all over the state that love the show. So we are so appreciative. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com, on the Audio Boom, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. And you can sign up for the newsletter on my website, which is www.shehe-consulting.com. It's on the very front page. Sign up for the newsletter. I don't spam, and I don't sell your addresses. And this weekend, the newsletter is going to go out. And
so, yes, it didn't go into spam yet.
It hasn't gone into spam yet.
I said, I'm not trying to tell you to do your job, but did the newsletter go out yet? She's like, it will go out this weekend. I was like, okay, thank you.
There you go. It's going to have a lot of great information in it. Things like landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscape. This month is a doozy.
It is.
I'm telling you, this month is a doozy. And then we lit
Lizzie.
Thank you, Lizzie. My mind just went blank there. I'm looking at three different things. Lizzie, it's got a great article in it. And so we're gonna have a great time.
She made me spit my coffee out.
Let's go to Eileen. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I just call her. Oh, what's her name?
I'll answer to anything, Eileen. You know that.
My goodness gracious.
I just went through my romper room list, Lizzie, or Eileen, and so I've got all these names on my head, in my mind. So, yeah.
Okay, poor thing.
Life is tough. How can I help you?
Did you see the picture of
I
my
did.
Mom?
Your chrysanthemums look great.
What?
Did you deadhead them? So you're cutting them back? That's fine. Go ahead. I just cut mine back. And so, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. So, and they will bloom again. Okay. It may not be as much as it did the first time, but just go ahead and in a couple of weeks when it's a little bit warmer, go ahead and just give them some slow release fertilizer and they will bloom again in the springtime for you.
Well, the problem was it didn't bloom at all.
It didn't? Well, what happened?
No. It seemed like it was almost, it almost had a fungus, so I had to change the potting soil.
Uh-huh.
And then I started noticing down below that it just had almost root rot.
Yeah, how often do you water it?
Whenever it needs it.
Okay, but does it have a drain hole in it, in the pot?
Yes, it does.
And so it's, okay.
I fill it up underneath, and I don't give it too much, and if it sucks it up from below, I might try a little bit more, and if it doesn't pick up that water from below, then I...
Okay, so I don't want you to water it from below anymore. Just go ahead and just pour it in on the top with the root system.
Okay,
and let it drain out, and don't hold the water in there. So don't let it suck it up, because when it's sucking it up, it's holding on to the moisture a really long period of time, and chrysanthemums like it to be dry, okay?
I gotcha.
Okay, so just pour it in. Make sure you're doing that, you know, once a week, but let it drain out. Don't let it hold the water.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And it should be fine. You've got a pretty fur baby.
Oh, thank you.
It looks. He looks very fun. He looks fun, doesn't he?
He's yes, going to be big.
Eileen went and adopted a little fur baby to hang out with her other fur baby, which I absolutely love. So thank you for giving that love out there to the little adoptive-y.
Yeah.
Oh, they play together like you would not believe.
That is wonderful. Good. Yes. That's tiring them out so that you don't have to walk them.
And you know what? They didn't have any adoption fees.
Oh, that's great.
And they are loaded with dogs.
Oh. Which Humane Society or adoptive place is this?
No, we went to the pound where they pick up the dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were loaded with dogs.
Well, that's good. A lot of people are having hard times, can't keep their pets now. So that was very good of you, Eileen. Well, thank you so much. Your chrysanthemum should bloom again. Let it stay dry, water it from the top, and it'll be just fine. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, we have a question. So another Linda said, can anything be done this time of the year to kill sand spurs and in the spring when I start pre-emergent? Okay, so, yeah, you can spray an herbicide on them, but when they've already got the sand spurs, this is late in the year, those are seeds. When you mow, you want to make sure you're bagging your clippings. That's the best thing to do right now, is bag your clippings. Do not put it into your compost pile. Throw it away so that those seeds, which are the spurs, which is what you step on, which causes you to scream in pain and agony, those good old childhood days of Florida running around barefoot. And so you just want to bag those clippings, all right? We just have a few more minutes left in our next segment, so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let us know how you handled the storms and what's going on in your yard, or you can call and ask your gardening question. We'd love to talk with you about your plants if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls, for your gardening questions. You can get your answers here, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so what should you be planting for vegetables? Well, right now, beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts and cabbages, carrots and cauliflowers, celery and Chinese cabbage, collards and endive, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onions, and peas, radicchio, radishes, rhubarb, rutabaga, spinach, and strawberries, Swiss chard, and turnips. And we call those neeps in Scotland. Neeps and tatties were the potatoes. And so those will handle the cold temperatures. You don't have to worry about them. They love it. They thrive, and it will be delicious. Herbs you could be planting right now is anise and arugula. You can plant basil, but if it's going to freeze, you want to protect it with a frost blanket. Borage and chives, cardamom and chervil, cilantro and coriander, dill and fennel. And I've been planting dill and fennel this last 2 months for the butterflies. They love them. Garlic and ginger, lavender and lemon balm, lovage and Mexican tarragon, mint and nasturtium, oregano and parsley, rosemary and sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. Lots of great plants to put into your garden and use for your eating. So nutrition, wonderful and delicious.
Now, these are seeds, right, that you're wanting to get in the ground this second?
You can do seeds or transplants right now.
Okay.
So either one, you know, if you can. And get those seed catalogs for your plants for the springtime. You know, Annalise mentioned them. They're going out right now. And I will have to bring you in the big seed catalogs I have, Lizzie, and just wonderful looking at them.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a time to get those seed catalogs, order your plants for the springtime, and that way you know you have them. Ron in Cottondale, North Florida, got an older pear tree. It produces pears. He's got some trunk decay and hollowing out. Can he treat with the stuff you put on when you're pruning limbs? Well, Ron, let me just tell you, you don't put stuff on limbs when you're cutting them. That we used to do that a long time ago. We don't want to do that. We want to allow the air to get in. And when you seal a cut on a tree, then, or paint it with the white paint like we used to see a long time ago in Florida, that's going to seal in germs, and it's not going to allow it to breathe. So we don't recommend that now.
Yeah.
So for the hollowing out of the pear trees have a lifespan. If it's older, you know, I would say if it's 20 to 25 years, that might be at the end of its lifespan. And even 15 to 16 years old, they just don't last a long time. So you want to make sure you've got another pear tree starting. I would start a new one, plant a new one, and make sure that the other one is not getting overwatered. Could be seeing the stress from the flooding, from the
heat,
the heat, the temperatures, the drought that we had this winter, or last winter through the springtime and summer. And so we don't seal cuts anymore. Don't do it.
Yeah. And also, you know, and the thing is it's not that he was wrong.
No.
Because, I mean, I remember.
We used to do it.
But, you know, with technology and we grow more knowledge and have more of an updated version of this. So it doesn't mean that you're wrong. And, I hate that because, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm getting older. But, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, but I was so taught this. And then I'm finding out I should.
Well, we have more research now.
There you go.
And so the research shows, just like a Band-Aid. You know how we have a Band-Aid on our cuts?
Mm-hmm.
And I get some with roses and stuff like that. Yeah. But the Band-Aid covers the wound, but it doesn't completely keep the air out. Remember? See, you can have the airflow through it. And when you seal a cut, you're cutting off that airflow. And so just let it heal naturally, and the tree should do just fine. And so that should be good. Great question, Ron. And I would love to know how old the pear tree is.
Well, it's like myths. I had to explain to Russ Rollins on our sister station here in Orlando that turkeys can fly. And he's like, what? He goes, my whole life I was told they can't fly. So,
right, especially with the TV, throw them out the window. And do you remember WKRP?
Yes, exactly. Turkeys, but they can fly, not from a helicopter.
No, not from a helicopter, not for long distances.
right.
But so if anyone has a picture or a video of a flying turkey, we would love to see. I guess we could Google it, and we would see pictures of flying turkeys.
They're all on my phone right now because my turkeys actually fly. I had to miss a Christmas party because of chasing down the turkeys that scaled an 8-foot fence that I had.
I can't scale an 8-foot fence.
right, I know. I'm looking, and they're fat. They're like 40 and 60 pounds. I'm like, how did you get over this?
Great question, Linda. Linda's asking me about apple trees. And I would say, you know, here in Florida, we have a lot of stress. It's not like they go through the dormancy of up north in, you know, Michigan and, you know, Ohio and Illinois, where they grow apple trees up there. And so we have a lot of stress. So the apple trees here don't last as long. I would say probably 15 years, 10 to 15 years with the amount of rainfall we get, the humidity, the disease issues is a good time frame for the apple tree. So, you know, always start a new apple tree, a new fruit trees, pear trees, and we can do apples and peaches. Peaches do really well here in Florida. And but I would say 15 to 20 years. Around that lifespan, that would be it. And so, yeah, so Ron, if it's been that way for years, I wouldn't do anything to it. So just keep on. And if it's producing pears, that's wonderful. Good for you. And so we can grow nice fruit trees here in Florida. And we do appreciate you letting us know that. If you missed the first hour, we gave you my top five plants with red flowers. You can listen to that. And also what to do in December. We do have the newsletter coming out this weekend. I'm right on top of it, Lizzie.
I'm cracking that whip, boy.
And it will be out. And if you don't get it, I think you would like it. I would love for you to sign up for it. It is free and no spam or anything like that. It is, you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com. You can just Google me too as well, Teresa Watkins, landscape designer, gardener, and you can find me on the web very, very easily. And we do have a wonderful New Year's show that we want you to stay tuned for on December 28th.
Special announcements.
Special announcements, but we will be here every weekend through then. And you can always send me your questions at teresa.watkins@live.com. On betterlawns.com, you can send it to as well. And you can send me photographs that helps me diagnose it. You know, I need to actually kind of see what you're going through, what you're experiencing with your plants, and I can help out that way.
So your suggestion, okay, they need to email you the photograph, but you need maybe more than one. So what are like the two perfect photos of a plant?
I need a full shot so I can see the ground, I can see the root system, see the height, see the width. So one good full shot, and then an up close shot of a the problem. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for identification, a leaf, a picture of a close up of a leaf,
top or bottom or both.
Both. Okay. If you can do both, that's fine. But usually just the top is fine. Or if it's flowering. Flowering will really help me out. I can identify it very easy that way, too, as well.
And if you're like me, for the love of everything out there, put your glasses on and take the picture and then look at it before you send it to Teresa so she's not like going, what is this? Because I have done that by accident. I'm like, oh, biscuits, I forgot.
I love that. So we do thank everyone for listening. And if you go to our Facebook page and like us, that would be great. You can also post your pictures on Facebook. You can post questions on Facebook. And right now you can go on and see the different types of holiday cactuses. And you can tell whether you have a turkey Thanksgiving cactus or a Christmas cactus or a Easter cactus. Yes, Virginia, there are Easter cactuses. And you can go on and see it. So
I had to buy all new Christmas cactuses this year because,
why?
Well, because the bourbon reds I was raising because they were born in July, and I raised the turkey poults up to 8 weeks on my porch so I can control the temperature.
They ate it.
Let me tell you about them eating some Christmas cactuses, and I'm like, it's probably not the best to let them do it, but they all, thank you, Jesus, they all survived it. But yeah, I was looking at my Christmas cactus the other day, and I'm like, dadgummit, I'm like, I have to actually buy some more Christmas cactus.
Euphorbia. Oh, that, I don't think that would settle well in their stomach. But how can you tell if a turkey's got an upset stomach?
You know what? I don't know.
We'd like to thank Annalisa Valdez with Cobra Head Gardening Tools, cobrahead.com. Go on there. She got great gardening tools for your favorite gardener, and especially your parents, your grandparents. It helps them weed their gardens without that exertion. And ergonomics, they're very good for their hands ergonomically. So that is cobrahead.com. So we thank her for coming on today. We do appreciate it. And then please remember to check out our sponsors, our advertisers, Black Cow. Let them know you appreciate sponsoring the show. So you can hear it for free. Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, a great quality product. If you have a bird baths or areas where you're having mosquito issues, they have the mosquito bits and dunks and the year-round oil spray. Quality Green Specialist in Deland Dana, thank you so much. Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. Lizzie, thank you so much.
And thank you to our listeners. You guys rocking has made this another stupendous year.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic bits and dunks, and Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Go to betterlawns.com, and you can catch everything that you missed there on our podcast, betterlawns.com.